Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. The Israeli Prime Minister has warned the Lebanese people they face destruction on the same scale of Gaza unless they reject Hezbollah. In a video address in English, Benjamin Netanyahu said if the Iranian-backed group continued to fight, Lebanon would topple into the abyss of a long war. From Beirut, here's Anna Foster.
He's telling the people of Lebanon to shun Hezbollah. I'm not sure that's something that's within their gift. This is Iran that has really infiltrated this country. And yes, Hezbollah has supporters here, but the vast majority of this country, they didn't support Hezbollah. They didn't choose to have that Iranian influence, and they didn't choose this war. And I'm not sure, regardless of what Benjamin Netanyahu says, that they can do anything about it now.
Lebanese media say the latest Israeli strikes had caused devastation in the south and east of the capital, Beirut. The United Nations chief, Antonio Guterres, says draft laws in the Israeli parliament could cause a humanitarian catastrophe by blocking the work of the main aid agency for Palestinians. He told journalists that UNRWA was irreplaceable. Mr. Guterres said he'd written to the Israeli government to express his profound concern.
Without UNRWA, the delivery of food, shelter and healthcare to most Gaza's population would grind to a halt. And without UNRWA, many health, education and social services would also end in the occupied West Bank, including East Jerusalem. If approved, such legislation would be diametrically opposed to the UN Charter and in violation of Israel's obligations under international law.
The Pentagon says a planned visit to Washington by the Israeli defense minister has been postponed at short notice. Yoav Gallant was due to hold talks on Wednesday with his US counterpart Lloyd Austin. Israeli media reports suggest the prime minister blocked Mr. Gallant's trip. Benjamin Netanyahu is said to be first to want to talk to President Biden about the planned Israeli retaliation against Iran for its huge missile attack on Israel last week. A Pentagon spokesperson, Sabrina Singh, rejected suggestions there was tension between the US and Israel.
The motion proceeds to the Senate, which will make the final judgment within 10 days. A two-thirds majority is needed for it to pass. Earlier, the deputy president appeared before parliament and presented material evidence to counter the 11 impeachment charges against him. He is facing a string of allegations, including corruption, undermining the president, and promoting sectarian division. Mr. Rigathi Gachagua maintained his innocence, claiming that he has been championing the interest of Kenyans.
President Biden has warned that Hurricane Milton could be one of the worst storms to hit Florida in a century ahead of his expected arrival on Wednesday. World News from the BBC. The FBI have arrested an Afghan man who is accused of plotting to carry out an attack on the day of the US presidential election. Nazir Ahmed Tohedi, who lived in Oklahoma, was detained on Monday after he attempted to buy guns and ammunition from people working undercover for the FBI. In recent weeks, he had bought one-way tickets to Afghanistan for his wife and children. MPs in Kenya have voted overwhelmingly in favour of removing the country's deputy president, Rigathi Gachagua, for various offences. The unprecedented impeachment process follows a public fallout with President William Ruto. Jewel Kiriungi reports from Nairobi.
The motion proceeds to the Senate, which will make the final judgment within 10 days. A two-thirds majority is needed for it to pass. Earlier, the deputy president appeared before parliament and presented material evidence to counter the 11 impeachment charges against him. He is facing a string of allegations, including corruption, undermining the president, and promoting sectarian division. Mr. Rigathi Gachagua maintained his innocence, claiming that he has been championing the interest of Kenyans.
The government of Cameroon has dismissed speculation that President Paul Biya, who at 91 is the world's oldest head of state, has died. According to an official statement, rumours about Mr. Biya's well-being are pure fantasy. The government spokesman said the president was well and would return from a private visit to Europe in the coming days. Donald Trump has rejected reports he sent COVID testing kits to Russia's President Putin when they were in short supply at the start of the pandemic. The claim is made in the journalist Bob Woodward's book, who's soon to be released, called War. Speaking to ABC News, Mr. Trump called Mr. Woodward's claims false. That's the latest world news from the BBC.